A series of videos from PBS Wisconsin showcases the legacies of Wisconsinites who made history. There's Millie Zantow, who helped bring plastic recycling to the United States, Mildred Fish Harnack, who stole Nazi secrets during World War II, and many more. Mia Forslund is a coordinating producer for PBS Wisconsin Education, who played a big part in putting Wisconsin biographies together. Mia, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can you tell us, Mia, a bit about the history of Wisconsin biographies and some of the recent updates you've made to it?
Absolutely. So Wisconsin Biographies is a collection from PBS Wisconsin Education that is made for grades 3 through 6 and shares, as you said, the stories of people who have shaped Wisconsin's history. And the collection launched almost 10 years ago. And since its first launch, we've continued to add stories to the collection and are currently working on more stories to add.
And what kind of things can, say, a teacher go to and then end up using in a classroom?
As part of the collection, they can find animated videos, also biography books, which we have now added per page audio to, as well as historical image galleries. And then for them as educators, we have some helpful resources, including guides and a quick start chart to help them navigate the collection.
Let's take a listen to one of the videos with the Wisconsin biography about Vel Phillips, Father James Grappi, and their work to end housing discrimination against Black Milwaukeeans.
The Black community was hurting. Something had to give. Two people bravely stepped up to lead the way. Vel Phillips and Father James Grappi were an unlikely pair of heroes. Vel's story is a tale of firsts. She became the first African-American woman to become a Milwaukee alderwoman and to introduce a fair housing law.
Listen, I just didn't see why I should not be able to live anywhere in the city that I could afford to live.
James Grappi put himself through seminary school driving buses. While few others bothered to listen to the troubles of the inner core, this bus driver lent an ear.
Just one sample from Wisconsin Biographies. Mia, can you tell us a little more about the cause and the story you tell in this video?
You know, that story is one where Vel Phillips and Father James Grappi were very involved in their communities and were hearing about the discrimination that was taking place and decided to take action and rallied their communities around them and took steps with marching through the streets as well as proposing legislation to make those changes happen and ultimately were successful in having official recognition of the unfair housing discrimination that was taking place and brought their community together in the process.
Here's another sample. Joe B. Xiong was a Hmong American who came to the U.S. as a refugee from Laos and went on to be a pillar of the community in Eau Claire.
Joe B. was civic-minded. I always felt that I could make a difference and help people have their voices heard. He did just that beginning in Laos when he aided his fellow villagers in escaping communist control, and then again here in Wisconsin, protecting and serving as a police officer, a social worker, and the director at the city's Hmong Mutual Assistance Association. My father was also the first Hmong American elected to the Eau Claire City Council, or actually to any elected office in the entire state.
Mia, can you talk about the range of stories you tell? You cover a lot of ground geographically, socially, and even through time.
Absolutely. So our collection currently includes 16 stories, but again, it's growing. And these stories come from before Wisconsin was a state all the way through to, current times. While these people who are no longer with us, their impacts definitely live on. And some of the ways they've shaped our stories and our lives today have to do with the ways our communities are set up, some of the steps we've taken to protect the environment, ways that we have fought for people's rights, and also just so many things to think about in how we experience our everyday.
You reached out, I understand, to teachers and others in the education world to find out how they use this tool. What kind of things did you hear from them?
We heard so many great things that, they were using them in a lot of exciting projects with students in their classrooms. But again, since this collection has been online for quite some time, we heard from them, too, about opportunities to better meet the needs of their students by adding audio to the books, by thinking about how do we offer really robust educator support materials that can help them when they have limited time but really want to bring these resources into their classrooms. Also just, you know, little things that happen behind the scenes, and we're able to add captions and transcripts in Spanish language to support those multilingual learners throughout our education communities, as well as being able to really just dig into the books and ensure that they meet a wide variety of reading levels.
If teachers or parents, for that matter, are interested, where should they go to find these Wisconsin biographies and all the supporting material?
They should check out pbswisconsineducation.org/biographies, and they will find the full collection there.
Mia, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Mia Forsland is a coordinating producer for PBS Wisconsin Education. She talked to us about the PBS Wisconsin project, Wisconsin Biographies.